Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 281. Today let us take up the rest of the biological special program of the rectum surface mucosa, which follows the outer skin sensitivity pattern. It means during the conflict active phase there is hyposensitivity and during the healing phase there is hypersensitivity. Let us see both conflict active phase and the healing phase in details. Since the tissue is controlled from the cerebral cortex, there is ulceration in the epithelial lining of the rectum in proportion to the degree and duration of the conflict in activity. Nature's purpose of this cell loss is to widen the rectum so that a faster defecation process may be enabled to establish one's place better. Remember here that a female identity conflict or a male territorial anger conflict is the biological conflict linked to the rectum surface mucosa. Anal fissure is a common medical condition. Only GNM gives a rational explanation for its causation. It is during the conflict active phase of a female identity conflict or a male territorial anger conflict for a prolonged period of time that there occur such small tears in the rectum lining that is present at its lower 12 centimeters. Such anal fissures can burst open while passing hard stools. The healing phase symptoms of the SBS of the rectum surface mucosa are also very common. But they are all misinterpreted by the conventional medicine so that the common people also do not have the right knowledge of how they are formed. What happens during the PCLA or the first part of the healing phase is the replenishment of the lost tissue through proliferation of cells. If this process is accompanied by an inflammation, that condition is known as proctitis. Another very common and so a very popular medical condition occurring in the lower rectum is hemorrhoids or piles. They are really the swellings caused by the edema during the first part of the healing phase of the SBS of the epithelial lining of the rectum. There are two types of hemorrhoids, an internal hemorrhoid if occurs in the lower end of the rectum and an external hemorrhoid if occurs around the anus. If this process is accompanied by an active abandonment conflict or existence conflict, these hemorrhoids can enlarge further. Conventional medicine does not recognize these psychic causations and therefore ascribes hemorrhoids to a number of physical causative factors like varicose veins of the lower rectum. They even diagnose these growths as rectal cancers. We studied earlier about the colorectal cancers that can occur during the conflict active phase of the submucosa of the rectum. Only GNM can give the right explanation regarding the cancers of the rectum as the replenishing process of the lost tissue in its lower end during the healing phase of the rectum surface mucosa. Other healing symptoms are burning pain in the rectum, bleeding due to cracks in the hemorrhoids and hard stools, itching in the anus, etc. There can have painful muscle cramps or spasms if the striated muscles of the inner rectum wall also undergo epileptoid crisis simultaneously. Such rectal spasms can occur in relation to the SBSs of rectum submucosa, smooth rectal muscles, internal rectal sphincters, striated rectal muscles, and external rectal sphincter, etc. All the symptoms of healing phase can become mild or severe depending on the intensity of the conflict active phase. Along with these healing phase symptoms, if there is the feeling of incomplete emptying of the bowels following defecation, that condition is termed as rectal tenesmus. As in the case of any other tissue or organ, controlled from the sensory, post-sensory or premotor sensory cortices, during epileptocrisis of the rectum surface mucosa also, there are troubled circulation, disease spells, short disturbances or a complete loss of consciousness depending on the intensity of the conflict. Another characteristic symptom is a drop of blood sugar occurring due to excessive use of glucose by the brain cells. It has got no relation to the hypoglycemia related to the SBS of the islet cells of the pancreas. Hemorrhoids or piles are very common in women during pregnancy. Conventional medicine explains this as caused by the weight of the baby, but GNM has an entirely different explanation. All pregnant women do not develop hemorrhoids, and they occur only when they are in the healing phase of an identity or decision conflict. But hemorrhoids can occur after tearing in the rectal area during labor or due to straining during hard bowel movements. This occurs without a DHS. Surgical removal of piles gives temporary relief only if the conflict is not fully resolved. There may develop new hemorrhoids with relapsing conflicts triggered by setting on tracks that were established when the original identity conflict took place. Friends, here we conclude our discussion on the SBS of the rectum surface mucosa. Please try not to forget the GNM explanations of the very common medical conditions of anal fissures, hemorrhoids, rectal cancers, etc., which we studied today. Please wait for fresh topics in the Global GNM Health Tips. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.